T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, hour number 2 of The Drive. After that seamless promotion of Sebastian Maniscalco tickets.
Yeah, what you said.
That was pretty good, right?
That was solid. Solid.
He should hire me for PR. That's how good I was at selling his tickets.
You can't, because Jason needed to be upset.
He would.
Obviously.
Did we give those tickets away, by the way?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
I stepped out, and there was nobody calling, and then I came back in, and nobody called. So you're
telling me there was a bunch of calls while you were gone.
There were a bunch.
There were.
That's a relief.
You feel better?
Well, I do, because I want people to enjoy the comedy stylings of Sebastian Maniscalco and his 2019 fall tour, You Bother Me.
I'm just proud of you for being able to say that name.
September 14th at the historic Orpheum Theater. Now, this is information I had in my hand at the time when I was trying to give away the tickets, but it says September 12th in Tulsa.
It's confusing.
I couldn't do it.
Jeff, it's confusing. I don't feel bad about it.
I don't want anybody to think less of me because I couldn't pull off that.
That's relatively impossible, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Coming up in this hour, Anthony Capra at 5:25 and C.J. Moore of The Athletic, who wrote a nice piece about Greg Marshall. Have you read it?
I haven't read it yet, no.
Well, you better read it.
How about if I read it during the next break?
How about you read it right now? I'll just carry this segment.
Okay.
No, please don't.
No, that's fine.
I can't.
Go ahead. Get at it.
I can't do that.
You can do it.
But it mentioned, as we mentioned in the first hour, the opening segment of the show, that Greg Marshall was offered a nearly $1 million raise to go be the coach at Arkansas. And this is kind of the first we're hearing of that.
Are you surprised?
A little, but not really.
Are you surprised he was offered that money or surprised that he didn't leave?
Neither, really. I don't think he'll ever leave. That's long been my stance. But it behooves him, Jason. It behooves him. He is behooved by the fact that he always listens to these offers. He doesn't shut himself out from any offer or overture to his services.
Why wouldn't he?
See, I'm now making up for the fact that I couldn't speak in the previous segment.
Yeah,
anyway,
you are.
Continue.
Yeah, you are. Well, he's going to listen. Why wouldn't you listen to an offer?
Of course.
You're going to listen and hear it out, but it might not be what he wants. The fit might not be right. It might not be right in what he wants to do basketball-wise or start over again. He's got a bunch of young kids in here right now. We knew last year was going to be tough. And as far as I'm concerned, it was a really good year for them as far as they went in the NIT. And it's only going to get better. I think he's in a good spot, and I think he's happy here. If not, he'd have left a long time ago. It's not like Greg Marshall hasn't had chances to leave.
Well, he said in the piece in The Athletic that out of 21 years of coaching, he's had an offer to go elsewhere in, I think, 16, maybe 17 of those years. So a very small number of times where he wasn't pursued by another school. And one of those times when he wasn't pursued was between the most recent offseason before this one, I guess the 2018 offseason, and the most recent season, 2018-19 season. That's hard to say. But
yeah.
He said he might have left if he had been offered a job because Austin Reeves left, Landry Shamet left, all the seniors left. They had underachieved the year before. He might have felt like, that was kind of it. But he restocked. He got a lot of young players. He restocked to a different degree this offseason with a couple 4-star guys, some supplemental pieces. And it looks like the Shockers are back on a path to long-term success again. That's what it looks like.
And as usual in a lot of these situations, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. He knows what he's got here. He's been here for a long time. He knows the city well. He knows the people that are involved. And obviously he's comfortable with it, or else he would have left.
Now we're going to need several calls during this segment, and here's why. The Indians play in about 4 minutes.
Oh, gee.
And I'm going to have to watch that, right?
Yeah, obviously.
So Damian knows what's up. He's on the Twin Peaks Scenic View hotline. What's up, Damian?
Hey, what's going on? I might have...
You've got 14 minutes, so go slow.
14. I might be retracing a little bit, but I was seeing a few... what are your opinions on the Deke trade today?
Thank you, Damian. We will answer that question. From a purely football standpoint, I think it's a fantastic trade. It's a no-brainer. I know there are a lot of people out there questioning the fact that they give up a first-round pick. I believe it's number 29. And they're saying, you know, we could have had Dee Ford and a first-rounder. Instead, we have Frank Clark, who, by the way, is awesome at football.
Yeah, he is. And a second-round pick next year.
Yeah, and I think they swapped third-rounders. Are you sure there was a second-round next year?
From what I've seen, they gave up their first-round pick this year and a second-round pick next year and swapped third-rounders this year.
Okay, fair enough. But that's a move you have to make. You are trying to win not a Super Bowl. You're trying to win this year's Super Bowl.
But
you're not. It's not a long-term. I get that they paid him a lot of money. People are concerned about not having enough cap space for Chris Jones, and to a lesser degree, I hope people don't really think this is going to affect their locking up Patrick Mahomes for a long term, because it's not. They're going to sign Patrick Mahomes,
and
they're going to sign him to a blank load of money.
He's going to be the highest paid player after next year. I think after next year is when he can get an extension. And so why are they doing all this and paying these guys this year? Because they can. Because next year they're going to be, a lot of this money is going to be going to Mahomes. So this year, this is kind of the
year. 5 years, 105, nothing to sneeze at. And they gave money.
No, not at all. $63 million guaranteed.
And they gave money to Tyrann Mathieu. But now you have a defense that includes Mathieu, Clark, and Chris Jones. And that's pretty legit. That's a pretty good foundation for a defense that was much maligned.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. It was huge. You like using your big words today, don't you?
I'm kind of enjoying this.
Yeah, I know you are. But no, you know, they can pay these guys now and not have to worry about it until they got to deal with Mahomes. So why wouldn't you? They're so close. They should have been in the Super Bowl last year. They lost late to the Patriots. I mean, go get it.
They picked up
go
Alex,
get it.
They picked up Alex Okafor. This is a defense that is much improved.
There's no question. Best improved defense from last year, even though they were the worst in the league.
Emmanuel Ogbah, they traded for, who's been a little bit of an underachiever in Cleveland, which is why we said, thanks for your services, you can move along now.
We in Cleveland don't
need a guy like Emmanuel Ogbah, but when he can go to the Chiefs, that's an upgrade for them. For us, you can take or leave guys like Ogbah.
Oh, so many people want to punch you in the face right now.
But that will be, Jason, your AFC Championship game.
Cleveland and Kansas City. Ooh.
At Arrowhead, I'm not going to get too lofty with my predictions for Cleveland, but they will be in the AFC title game. I've already predicted it.
I think Odell Beckham does not help that team as much as everybody thinks.
Doesn't help
because
that
of
team.
His antics.
What antics?
That he
being
has.
Awesome.
Being I'm talking off the field antics. Sideline antics. It drives me
Side
nuts.
Sidelines the field.
It drives me nuts.
You have no idea. Name one.
Name one what? Did you not watch him on the sidelines and he's stumbling around or pouting or upset or trying
to... Yeah, Tom Brady?
The kick a net and it hits him in the face? Like, come on.
Do you watch Aaron Rodgers? Do you watch these guys who are absolute psychos with their coordinators when they miss a pass?
If Odell's not getting the ball enough or enough targets in the game, you think he's going to be okay with that? Do you honestly think right now that he'd be okay with getting four targets in a game?
Did they win?
That's not the question I asked you, Jeff. Is he going to be okay getting four targets in a game? Is he going to go back and say, oh, that's okay, I don't mind, you know, even though I know I should get the ball more should be the guy that gets the ball and I should have it more than the running back gets it? As a matter of fact, I should probably play quarterback.
What if he went 4 for 137 and 2 touchdowns and they won 28-10? Do you think he's happy then?
You haven't answered my question yet. You have not answered my question yet. If he gets four targets in a game, are we going to hear about it after? Are we going to hear about it after the game?
How do you expect me to answer that question?
Yes or no?
No, I can't answer that.
Why?
Because that'd be like saying...
You don't think he's going to be mad and be PO'd and we're going to hear about it in the media? And he's going to be like, I need to get the ball more. Especially if they lose. Holy mother
of Mary.
That'd
be like me saying... Could only imagine. Would you be happy if you only got 2 weeks vacation from your job? Well, what if I only had 3 days last year? What if I had extenuating circumstances to these questions? I can't just say, yeah, he'd be mad. What if...
I can. Yes, he would be mad.
What if
there you go. There, it's answered.
If there was 35-0 at halftime, and they didn't need him in the second half.
He would still think he should have got the ball.
Really?
Yeah, he would.
So now he would. Now you're basically calling Odell Beckham an idiot.
I did not call him an idiot.
You're calling him petulant, whiny.
Don't use big words. Petulant.
Petulant. Like you're being right now.
Good player. Is that what you're saying?
And by the way, they also have a guy named Jarvis Landry.
So Jarvis needs to get the ball.
Yeah, bless him. Jarvis will get the ball.
Yeah, he will.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Hey, look, Cleveland's going to be good. No question.
No question.
But if they have a downfall, it will be because Odell decides that it's all about him and not about the team.
If I tell you Cleveland and Kansas City are the two best teams in the AFC, are you good with that?
Honestly, it'd be hard to argue that right now. In the moves that both teams have made in the offseason, it would be hard to argue that point.
Thank you.
Are they both definitely in the top four or five? Yes, guaranteed.
I give
you that.
They're both bona fide playoff teams.
Yeah, no question.
Okay.
Especially with the problems Pittsburgh's had.
We can start there.
And Bell's gone, Brown's gone, and who knows what else is happening over there. I don't think they're going to be the same team as they were. Baltimore...
Meh.
I don't know. They confuse me a little bit. They still could be good, but I'm not sure. I think Cleveland wins that division, no question. Kansas City should win their division, even though the Chargers will still be tough. And so, yes, are they two of the better teams? Guaranteed.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jeffrey.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
But the trade for Frank Clark, a fantastic football move, but you're adding, again, a guy who has a history of he was kicked off the team at Michigan, so I bet. Yeah,
but he's been pretty good.
I hate talking about this stuff because people come to the defense of this, and it drives me insane.
Well, the problem is that we don't know all the ins and outs. We as a public, or we as people in the media, are doing shows like that. We don't know everything behind the scenes.
He was kicked off the team.
Yes, but we get 20-25% of what actually happened that we get to go off of.
Right,
and
you
that's
know where
it.
The other
I'm not sticking up for him by no means. Don't
you know
get
where
me
the
wrong.
The other 75% comes from the victim that usually refuses
no argument
to,
here.
Right?
Absolutely not.
That's
Jeff.
Where the missing link is coming from to me, usually in these situations. Let's go to Dave Phillips. Why are you calling us today, Dave?
Well, I hate to do this. I usually like to call and correct your father because I like you, Jeff.
Did I say something wrong? It's not a surprise.
Well, no, you didn't say anything wrong, but you're suggesting that Cleveland and Kansas City are by far the two best teams in the AFC.
I didn't say by far. I said right now I think they are the two best.
But you did say that they were going to play in the championship game.
I did, and I believe that.
So that's the two best teams.
Okay, that's fine. I misheard. I thought because right now, obviously, New England is on the board much cheaper than Cleveland to get to the Super Bowl in Vegas. And you can even get Indy and the Chargers at the same 15-1 you get Cleveland. So, yeah, Cleveland's going to be better, but they're not ready for the Super Bowl by any stretch.
Okay, maybe not.
I agree with Dave.
Thanks, Mr. Phillips.
Dave's a smart guy.
I don't agree with Dave.
Well, what a surprise.
Not ready for the... I don't buy into that. And played well last year? Yeah, and because Baker Mayfield's great.
But let's go back and think about this for a little bit. When's the last time they were in the playoffs?
Who cares?
Everybody cares. This is just it. You can't say they're going to be a Super Bowl team now because they picked up a couple guys.
Yes, you can. What if Centenary or Stony Brook or one of these ridiculous schools and UC Riverside got the five best recruits, all five-star guys. They had 7 5-star guys. Wouldn't we say, hey, that looks like UC Riverside is going to be pretty good this year, instead of, oh, well, they've never done it, they can't. That's a dumb take. You look at the players a team has to determine how good a team will be, not what happened 3 years ago or last year or the year before or 30 years ago. The Browns have a good team because their players are good.
Yeah, okay. So let me throw this at you. Barrett Reddish and Zion Williamson, when they started the year, what did you say? They're going to win it all.
I said they'd go undefeated.
Yeah. How'd that turn out?
It didn't.
Exactly.
They got to the Elite Eight.
That's just it.
Okay.
It doesn't mean because you have the better players or the so-called good players.
What happened last year doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Well, but this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that you're saying, well, they got all these players, so they're gonna get there. Well, everyone assumed that with Williamson, Reddish, and Barrett, that Duke was just going to roll through the whole college season, through the NCAA tournament, and just anoint them now. Didn't happen. Wasn't even close.
Those were freshmen when we're talking about proven Pro Bowl guys.
But that doesn't matter. We're talking about players. You're talking about players, good players, the best players, guys that are on a team that should obviously make it and make that team that good. It doesn't work that way.
It does work that way. When you have good players, your team is good. There's no other way.
Yes,
there's no
good.
Other way to have a good team.
They're good, Jeff, but that doesn't mean that they're going to win. It doesn't mean they're going to win everything.
I didn't say they're going to win everything. I said they're going to be in the AFC Championship game. I didn't say they're going to win it. I didn't say they're going to win the Super Bowl.
But you're okay. Well, that's fair. I'll give you that. But the fact that you're saying that they're going to be in the AFC Championship game, that's a lofty
goal. You understand that.
But do I understand that they have made some great moves? Yeah, I do. And I give you that. I give the Browns credit for that. But until I see it, I'm not buying it yet.
But you also understand that it's not the uniform. It's not that the Browns went 0-16 so they can add a whole bunch of Pro Bowlers and still be bad. It's the players in the uniform. You understand that, right?
Very much.
Okay. Just because it says Browns on their uniform doesn't mean they automatically suck.
No, it doesn't. It's not what I'm saying.
Thank you.
But just because you get good players doesn't mean that you got the best team.
Let's go back to the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline, and Kyle has joined us. Hey, Kyle.
It is about the players, but in the NFL, too, it's more about what the head coach, and you have a rookie head coach who's was the position coach just as early as last year. I think that matters, especially when you're dealing with the Jarvis Landry and OBJ. Even a Baker Mayfield to an extent. The coaches matter more in the NFL than I think any other pro sport. And I think that has a big factor on whether or not the Browns will be successful. I think that they will be pretty good. I don't know if I'm ready to say they will be in the AFC Championship or even the divisional round. I think they'll be good. How good, it depends on how well Freddie Kitchens does.
All right, Kyle, that's a fair point. I will give him that.
Wow, good for you.
But I will say,
always.
That's a fair point. I don't disagree with it. But I will say that Hugh Jackson was an abomination, and it appears that Freddie Kitchens is not an abomination, and he surrounded himself with good coordinators. So they've upgraded. I think what kept them from fulfilling their potential last year was their coach, and now I think they have a better coach, not Vince Lombardi. Not Bill Belichick, but they have a upgraded coach.
No, I agree. And he makes a valid point, too, because if you were just going to say the Super Bowl last year, and I told you, if you had to pick between these two guys, who would you pick, McVay or Belichick? And not knowing anything else except their history, who do you pick?
Bill Belichick.
Exactly. Coaches make a huge difference.
All right, let's get one more call in before the break. Anthony Capra will be with us in the next segment. Heath is up next. Hey, Heath.
How you doing? Hey, I'm kind of with that last guy there. They're going to be all right. Going to the Super Bowl, that's a whole different animal. I think you're talking about a sophomore slump from Baker Mayfield, but
could be.
When you talk about it's about the players. The NFL is not the NBA. It's not college basketball. It's a whole chemistry game. If you look through the history of the NFL, winning the offseason rarely wins you the next season. Rarely. Look at
But they've had two really good off seasons now.
And it doesn't matter.
I'm with Heath on that. It makes a good point.
I think that's partially true. But again, if you just continue to add good players, eventually it's going to come around for you. And that's what the Browns have done for 2 years in a row now.
I agree with that. But do I think that they're going to take the leap to where you're saying? It wouldn't surprise me if they did. I just don't think it wouldn't surprise you if they didn't.
It wouldn't surprise me if they didn't.
Right.
It's hard to imagine the Browns in a spot like that. But also, look at their roster. It's really good.
They've made some good moves. And I told you that earlier in the show. I can't disagree with the moves they've made. Have they got better? Yes, they have.
We always end up talking about the Browns when you and me are on this show.
I don't know why.
I mean, I wanted to talk about the Royals. Kristen Yelich, who's putting up ungodly numbers. Now we can't get... We'll have to talk about that stuff with Anthony Capra.
If anybody knows, Cap's got it.
Former Wichita State pitcher, Wingnuts pitching coach, now just all-around sports expert. He'll join us when we return on The Drive. Jason Duda, Jeff Luth on a Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.